DeepEnglish.com.
Everything goes black. What goes black? Everything goes black. Trisha Kennedy thinks she is dead. Who thinks she is dead? Trisha Kennedy thinks she is dead. It feels peaceful until the pain sets in. Does it feel chaotic? No, it doesn't feel chaotic. It feels peaceful. What sets in? The pain sets in. Then it is excruciating. The noise is deafening. Is it painless? No, it is not painless. It is excruciating. What is deafening? The noise is deafening. The light is blinding. She realizes that she has been shot in the head. Is the light deafening? No, the light is not deafening. The light is blinding. Where has she been shot? She has been shot in the head. Kennedy was in a shooting competition when a bullet accidentally hit her. What was Kennedy in? Kennedy was in a shooting competition. What accidentally hit her? A bullet accidentally hit her. Luckily, a nurse was nearby and ran to her aid. Who was nearby? A nurse was nearby. Did the nurse walk to her aid? No, the nurse did not walk to her aid. The nurse ran to her aid. Kennedy's heart rate was dangerously high, and the nurse told her, "You must breathe." How high was Kennedy's heart rate? Kennedy's heart rate was dangerously high. What did the nurse tell her she must do? The nurse told her she must breathe. You are going into shock, and we're going to lose you. What was she going into? She was going into shock. Were they going to save her? No, they weren't going to save her. They were going to lose her. The word breathe stuck in Kennedy's frazzled mind. What was the word? The word was breathe. Where did it stick? It stuck in Kennedy's frazzled mind. A year and a half earlier, she took a class on pistols. When did she take a class? A year and a half earlier, she took a class. What was the class on? The class was on pistols. Her teacher taught her a four-step technique called combat breathing. Who taught her? Her teacher taught her. How many steps did the technique have? The technique had four steps. What was the technique called? The technique was called combat breathing. Breathe in through your nose for a count of four. What do you breathe in through? You breathe in through your nose. How long do you breathe in for? You breathe in for a count of four. Hold your breath for a count of four. Do you hold your breath for a count of three? No, you do not hold your breath for a count of three. You hold your breath for a count of four. Exhale through your mouth for a count of four. Do you inhale through your mouth? No, you do not inhale through your mouth. You exhale through your mouth. How long do you exhale for? You exhale for a count of four, and then you hold your breath again for a count of four. Do you hold your breath again? Yes, you hold your breath again. With her life on the line, her training took over. What was on the line? Her life was on the line. What took over? Her training took over. Slowing her breathing down increased the oxygen in her body and saved her life. Did slowing her breathing decrease the oxygen in her body? No, slowing her breathing did not decrease the oxygen in her body. Slowing her breathing increased the oxygen in her body. Did it save her life? Yes, it saved her life. Breath has been linked to well-being for a very long time, and not just because we need oxygen to survive. How long has breath been linked to well-being? Breath has been linked to well-being for a very long time. Is this just because we need oxygen to survive? No, this is not just because we need oxygen to survive. Pranayama, for example, is a Hindu breathing technique used to increase the vital energy of the body and mind. Is pranayama a Buddhist breathing technique? No, pranayama is not a Buddhist breathing technique. Pranayama is a Hindu breathing technique. Does it increase the vital energy of the body and mind? Yes, it increases the vital energy of the body and mind. The benefits of this ancient practice have long been known, but Western science is just now catching up. Have the benefits of this ancient practice long been known? Yes, the benefits of this ancient practice have long been known. What is just now catching up? Western science is just now catching up. Scientists at Northwestern University recently found that the rhythm of your breath enhances emotional judgment and memory recall. Who recently found that the rhythm of your breath enhances emotional judgment and memory recall? Scientists at Northwestern University recently found that the rhythm of your breath enhances emotional judgment and memory recall. Interestingly, these effects only happened when inhaling through the nose. When did these effects happen? These effects only happened when inhaling through the nose. Exhaling and breathing through the mouth did not have the same effect. Did exhaling have the same effect? No, exhaling did not have the same effect. Did breathing through the mouth have the same effect? No, breathing through the mouth did not have the same effect. In other words, how we breathe is important. What is important? How we breathe is important. Breathing techniques have also helped people deal with past trauma. What else have breathing techniques helped people deal with? Breathing techniques have also helped people deal with past trauma. Soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, are usually treated with medication, but the recovery rates are low. Who is usually treated with medication? Soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, are usually treated with medication. Are recovery rates high? No, recovery rates are not high. Recovery rates are low. One study on the effects of yoga and breathing practices in veterans had impressive results. What was studied? The effects of yoga and breathing practices on veterans were studied. Were the results impressive? Yes, the results were impressive. PTSD, anxiety, and insomnia decreased significantly in just 1 week. Did PTSD, anxiety, and insomnia decrease significantly in 1 year? No, PTSD, anxiety, and insomnia did not decrease significantly in 1 year. PTSD, anxiety, and insomnia decreased significantly in just 1 week. These improvements were still present a year later, leading some to believe that the change would be permanent. Were these improvements still present a year later? Yes, these improvements were still present a year later. What does this lead some to believe? This leads some to believe that the change will be permanent. Breathing is a wonderful thing. What is a wonderful thing? Breathing is a wonderful thing. It keeps us alive, and we do it without practice, thinking, or effort. Does it keep us alive? Yes, it keeps us alive. Do we do it with practice, thinking, and effort? No, we don't do it with practice, thinking, or effort. We do it without practice, thinking, or effort. But when we apply focus and attention to the breath, we shine a light on the mind-body connection and tap into our body's natural ability to heal. When do we shine a light on the mind-body connection? When we apply focus and attention to the breath, we shine a light on the mind-body connection. What can we tap into? We can tap into our body's natural ability to heal.